welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Joshua. So get close to the radio and have your Bible ready, because we're about to take a deeper look in the book.
That cursed thing from among you. What is it that's causing us to fail in our Christian life? Sin. Sin in the camp. What's taking the house down? Sin. When you got a sinner in the house, then there's a problem in the house. Because that means everybody not pulling together. If you got an alcoholic in the house, then that person, once they get their money on Friday, hello, somebody, they forget about paying that rent. Amen. Amen. If you got a gambler in the house, now you know when you got a gambler in the house, a gambler can't look at you straight in the eye. A person that's cheated, and they always looking over their shoulder. You know why? Because they done cheated somebody. Yeah. A person who's, and they are very afraid when you wake them up, they ready to fight. Not only a cheater, when a person done got in sin, they live like that. When you wake them up, hey, you better say something when you wake a person up. Oh, what you done. Come on, go wipe your face up and sit down at the table, because we need to talk. Hey, because you done got yourself in something. Amen. Hello, somebody. See, that's body language. Amen. Amen. You know, they taught me a little body language and stuff, and so I use it. I be looking at that body language. Amen. 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 That's just like when you walk up on a person and a person step back, you have invaded their space. They are letting you know, I know you, but I don't know you that well now. I don't know you that well. Hello, somebody. Body language. What's that? Amen. That person done closed up on you. Oh, when somebody start folding up their arms on you, and y'all in a good conversation, and they start folding, they're saying, I don't believe a word you saying. No, you're not. You're a liar. Yeah. But when a person, they drop their arms, hello, somebody. See, they feeling comfortable now. Hey, you done disarmed them now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And what's this here? Huh? That's confidence, boy. That's confidence. That's confidence. Now, that's how they was walking, going up that mountain to Ai. But when they left coming back. Hello, somebody. They done got whipped. Amen. All right. Now, God tells Josh. He said, go ahead and call a meeting and go and check it out, tribe by tribe. Now, watch how Josh checked this out. Verse 16. So Josh rose early in the morning and brought Israel by tribe, and the tribe of Judah was taken. All right. So they're going by lot. And so the lot fell on Judah out of all the 12 tribes. And he brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of Zachite, and he brought the family of the Zararite, man by the name of Zabdi, was taken. Oh, boy, it's getting close, ain't it? And he brought his household, man by man, and Achan, the son of the Carmite, the son of Zedai, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah were taken. And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. Now watch it, verse 21. When I saw among the spoil a goodly Babylonian garment and 200 shekels of silver, a wedge of gold, 50 shekels of weight, then I covered them. I took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of the tent and the silver under it. Notice the progression. I saw them. I covered them. I took them, and I hid them. Did you see the progression? See, you just don't haul off and sin. Sin has a step. It's steps involved in sin. What's the first step in sin? It's the eye gate. He says, I saw them. What's the second step? I covered them. It done got in my heart now. I covered them. What's the third step? It done got to be an action. But before it ever was an action, it was where? It was here in the head, got in the heart, then it became an act. Sin don't start with the act. Hello, somebody. Sin don't start with the act. What did Jesus say? He said, if a man lusts after a woman, he have committed adultery already. Adultery don't start in the bedroom. Adultery start in the living room. Do you see that? Adultery starts when you see something. You want something. You get something. You see something. That's why Job says, I made a covenant with my eyes to not lust upon things of this world. He made a covenant. And that's what you got to do. You got to make a covenant with you can't let your eyes just start looking at any and everything. That's why you got to always keep the remote in your hand. Always keep the remote in your hand. Amen. Because some stuff you don't need to be watching on television. You can be watching your favorite show, then they'll come with a crazy commercial. It's time to change it. Broop. With the remote. Amen. Particularly when you got kids. I mean, it just can embarrass you to death. You got to keep that remote handy. Amen. Amen. And if you're single, you can't be watching a lot of kooky stuff on television. Hello, somebody. Because like I say, what you see on television is going to influence you. As a matter of fact, and the thing is, you don't think it have an influence on you until it come out. And you say, where did that come? I would have never thought. And that's the thing. When you sin most of the time, you would have never thought you was going to do that. If somebody would have told an alcoholic when he was 16 years old, you're going to be an alcoholic 16 years from now. You're going to be an alcoholic. He goes, oh, not the kid. Not the kid. No. No, I'm going to just drink a beer or two, but no, I can control this. 16 years later, sleeping up under bridges. People don't grow up and plan on being an alcoholic. Nobody planned on, just like Achan. Achan didn't plan on causing Israel to lose the battle. He just saw something. He wanted something. He took something. Say, I'm going to hide it under. Yeah, I'm going to put this under here. Just put this under here until everything kind of died down. Then I'm going to come back. And he got his family involved in on the hideout of those goods. Amen. Probably brought those pretty things to the house. And you know how it is when you get somebody else that's kind of saying, oh, what you think about this? What you think about this? And then you tell them, I stole it. Huh? After that, I gave you all that jewelry and you decorated like a Christmas tree with all that bling bling on you. And they said, I don't tell nobody, but I took that. Hello, somebody. And see, that's the thing. Many people today don't have the fortitude to say, take it back. See, in his family didn't have the fortitude. They didn't have the character to say, take that back. Take that back. You know what Joshua said. Joshua said, we're not supposed to take nothing there from Jericho. Take it back. But see, the family, nobody even spoke up. When they went with all, when Joshua first made the announcement, somebody done took something they're not supposed to took. Why he didn't volunteer then and come on out with it? He put all the 12 tribes through that. Then they picked one tribe. They put the whole tribe, family by family. Then it got to his granddaddy family. Then got to his daddy family. Then got to his family. It wasn't until, in other words, the lot, the eeny, meeny, miny, mo fell on him. Why is it it's not until we get caught that we say, I did it. Yeah, I saw it. I wanted it. I took it. I hid it. And he thought that Joshua and them are going to feel sympathy for him. Look at what Josh, look how Josh fell. Look what Josh said. Look here at verse number 22. And Joshua sent messengers, and they ran unto the tent. And behold, it was hid in the tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent and brought them unto Joshua and to all the children of Israel and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all of Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver, the garment, and the wedges of gold, his sons, daughters, oxen, his asses, his sheep, his tent, and all that they had, and they brought them into the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stone. And they raised over him a great heap of stone unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierce of his anger. Wherefore the name of the place is the Valley of Achor unto this day. Ain't that something? So they had to put sin out the camp. They had to deal with that. They had to deal with that. All right. Sin costs. Sin costs. So we see the defeat of AI. We also see the destruction of AI. The destruction of AI. And let me kind of speed up here. The Lord said, verse 1, the Lord said to Joshua, fear not, neither thou be dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee. Arise. Go up to Ai. See? Somebody say see. I have given into thine hand the king of Ai and his people and the city of this land. And thou shalt do to Ai as her king, as thou did unto Jericho and her king, only the spoil thereof, and the cattle thereof shall you take for a prey unto yourself. Lay thee an ambush for the city behind it. So Joshua rose and all the people of war to go up against Ai, and Joshua chose out 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them away by night. And then you can read how Joshua is going to set forth an ambush. Now, I want you to notice that God, first of all, assures Joshua that he's going to win this battle. He said, see, I've already given you Ai. That goes back to the promise, don't it? That goes back to chapter 1, verse 3. What do chapter 1, verse 3 say? God tell Joshua, everywhere that your sole of your feet shall tread, I shall give it to you. And so he told Joshua, in chapter 6, see, I done gave you Jericho. Now he tells him here, see, I done gave you Ai. Now, notice, I wouldn't move until God say, see? Hello, somebody. Amen. Amen. Now notice, you can't send somebody else to do your job. He said, everywhere the soles of your feet, Joshua, shall tread. Now, Joshua, if you're going to be the leader, you got to stay ahead. Hello, now, men, you know I love you. But if you're going to be men, you got to stay ahead. You can't let your wife get ahead of you if you're going to be the man. See? Amen. 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 See, you can't expect that lady to respect you, and she's up there doing all the fighting, doing all the battle. See? You got to get in the lead, stay in the lead, go there and blaze the trail so that when she walks the trail, it won't be so much that she's got to move out the way. See? Hello, somebody. Don't get quiet on me up in here. See? I want to know, do you see? Hello, somebody. Y'all looking at me strange now. All right. But notice. Did you notice something? God's plan is different from the spies' plan. It wasn't Joshua's plan. See, Josh sent the spies out. The spies came back with a survey says. Survey says all we need to do is send 3,000 men up there and we can kick them real good. That's what the survey said. And they listened to the survey and got whooped. Got whooped going and coming. Yeah. And notice what God said. God said, take all of them. Whoever's supposed to fight, get up there and fight. Amen. See, our problem is, and you know why the church is losing the battle today? We done underestimated the enemy. You know, I preached 14 sermons about the devil. I didn't plan on preaching number 4. And God kept saying, stay with it. They still ain't got it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Because people don't really see that we are fighting a real enemy. There's a devil loose. Husbands, it's falling out with wives, sisters falling out with brothers, mamas falling out with children, and the devil's just laughing away. What do the Bible say? Go to Ephesians chapter 6 right quick. Ephesians chapter 6, because we got to see this. I want to try to help somebody. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians 6. You got it, Sister Johnson? You got it? Ephesians chapter 6, start reading with verse number 10.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Read that verse again.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood.
But against principalities.
But against principalities.
Against powers.
Against powers.
Against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
Against rulers of the darkness of this world.
Against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Spiritual wickedness in high places. In other words, we are wrestling against an army of demons. It's just like we are wrestling against, like over in Afghanistan, them people are wrestling against generals, captains, lieutenants, second lieutenants, privates, majors. They are wrestling against the forces of America. And we are wrestling against them demons, and they are organized. They organize. It's just like when you leave home, there's a demon that stay there. But when you come to church, another demon done radio to this demon and say, I got him covered. When he come to church. And when you go to your job, there's a principality over your job that cause all kind of havoc out there on your job. So wherever you go, it don't have to be one demon following you. I used to think it was just one demon following you all the time. They don't have to follow you. Uh-uh. It's just like a zone defense in football. Hello, you know what I'm talking about when I say a zone defense? When you go on this side over here, you got some men already over here waiting on you to come. Just come on over there. I got them covered. When you come to this area here, this guy over here, say, I got them covered. When you come to this area over here, this one over here, say, I got them covered. That's how it is with the demons. The demons say, anybody that come over here, I got them covered. Anybody that come over here, I got them covered. Anybody that come over here, I got them covered. You see, that's what you're wrestling against. You ain't wrestling against your wife or husband or mama or daddy. You're wrestling against demons that's trying to tear up your family. And once they tear up your family, then they go somewhere else and start working on another family. Because they know if they can tear up your family, particularly if you got children, you're going to tear up your family. Then them children going to tear up their family. Because they're coming from toe-up families. That's all they know is toe-up. So if that's all you know, that's what you're going to do. Monkey see, monkey do. Hello, somebody. But you need to let that devil know, not up in him. No, my daddy may have been an alcoholic, but I don't have to be no alcoholic. Not up in him. Yeah, but just because my mama was like that, that don't mean I got to be like that. Not up in here, devil. I already know you trying to mess up my family, but we loving each other up in here. Yeah, I'm going to cook the best dinner for my husband. When Betty Crocker look at this, Betty Crocker going to get jealous. She going to ask for my recipe. See, the devil wants you to start bagging up and quit your responsibility like that. No, when you're in a fight, you got to plow ahead. You got to plow ahead. Hello, somebody, and watch God work. God is looking for somebody that believe him. See, God, what did you read in verse 10?
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.